All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. Now, one Dutch bank says gold prices will drop. Who does this bank think it is? Well, I'll have more on that shortly. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red rectangle that says subscribe on it. Also, please hit the like button. It helps to get this economic evangelism out there to the masses, bringing more people into precious metals. Now, within the next 3 months, ABN AMRO, this Dutch bank, sees gold ending quarter two at $1,725. The very, very low price, very, very low price of $1,725 as ETF holders and speculative positions begin to sell off. Now, I don't think this matters much to us long-term gold stackers. I mean, who cares if quarter two ends at 1725? That's not a huge dip. In fact, basically from day to day, we see prices going to 1730, 1720, maybe down to 1705, back up to 17. Like, it doesn't even matter. That's not that big of a deal. In fact, in the grand scheme of things, gold will be trending upward. In fact, let's take a look at where the futures contracts are standing right now. So this is July, the gold futures contract, and so far we have it at 1,744, so above 1725 where they see the June contract ending. Let's take a look at August. August is even above that at 1752. Let's take a look at October. Now, this will be after, or this will be the beginning of Q4, after Q3. And this is probably around the time when I start, when I think that the equities will begin to come down. We might see some resurgence in the crisis cases, so to speak. October, we have it at 1759. And let's take a look at December. And this will be after the election. 1763. So, all in all, gold is holding up. Of course, 2020 is generally a crapshoot. But if we continue to have economic contraction, I say let's expect to see prices rise. But that's just my opinion. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section below. Thanks again for watching. Please hit that big red subscribe button. Also, please hit the like button. Thanks again for watching. It's Black Bullion.